North Really Happen radio show. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We are just now getting word that a medium-range ballistic missile that is capable of carrying a nuclear weapon has been test-launched. But it was over in Pakistan. So, since it's not North Korea, no big deal. Nobody cares about that. They're not looking for a reason to invade Pakistan. So Pakistan can fire all the test missiles it wants. And Pakistan does have nuclear weapons. But hey, no big deal. We're looking for a reason to invade North Korea. Because North Korea is the reason to get into war with China. And China's gold yuan is the enemy of the American banking system. Anyway, we're going to grab a phone call here. Nathan in California. Aloha, Nathan. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. Thank you for taking my call. Just a very quick question. I know you have a lot to do today. I was watching RT a couple of weeks ago when they had the BRICS summit.
Yes.
And it was mentioned on RT that Egypt, Mexico, and Indonesia were thinking about joining the BRICS organization. And if I heard this right, it's like Mexico is thinking of joining BRICS. And so my question is, if that is true, could you just take a wild guess as to why Mexico might want to join BRICS? I have no idea.
Well, I think we're going to see a lot more nations wanting to join BRICS because BRICS is setting up its collective union economy on a completely different model.
Okay.
They're not subscribing to a private central bank like the European Central Bank issuing all of the union's currency as a loan at interest. They're
right.
Going back to the model, the one, you know, Russia, which is part of BRICS, just took control of their central bank. And they're converting their currency back to a public utility instead of a privatized money-making machine for the bankers. And that's true of all the BRICS nations. And so Mexico is going to look at this as very attractive to their current system.
Yeah.
And obviously, if Mexico joins BRICS, you can bet that southern border is going to get fortified very, very quickly, because now Mexico will be the other side.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I thought we were joined at the hip with Mexico, but I guess not. You know,
only as long as Mexico has a private central bank issuing their public currency as a loan at interest. The instant they get rid of that, they'll be just as much an enemy as Libya or Iraq or Iran. And it's kind of interesting with the rise of BRICS, nations that are breaking away from the private central bank model are starting to accelerate in number, and they're growing faster than the U.S. can conquer them.
Yeah. Well, very interesting little comment, and I was quite amazed to hear Mexico. Egypt and Indonesia, that doesn't surprise me, but Mexico kind of shocked me. So thanks for a little enlightenment.
Well, you're welcome. But remember, one of the BRICS nations is Brazil, so it's already,
right.
You know, in this hemisphere.
Right. And as I understand it, South Africa is not a full member. It's a junior member. So they are making way for other nations to come in as junior partners or something. I don't know what that means, but the door is open for people, you know, I mean, countries to join. So it's a very interesting concept, and I'm kind of keeping an eye on, you know, where's this thing going? And I think it has a bright future.
I'd like it to have a bright future, but remember, this idea of state-issued currencies and currency as a public utility is not a new one. That's what the United States started with 200-some-odd years ago. Every nation that tries to do this model, Germany following the collapse of the Weimar Republic, went that way, kicked out their private central bank, had a state-issued value-based currency. And when you have a nation that is not enslaved to a private central bank, they are an economic powerhouse. Nations with private central banks can't compete. All they can do is declare war. And that bodes ill for BRICS. We'll be right back.
Thank you, Michael.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. all the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species, all gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out, as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here and over at X Republic TV. Ron Paul saying, I'm waiting for the Fed to self-destruct, and are we not all? The problem is, as long as the Federal Reserve is allowed by the federal government to simply create money out of thin air, they will go on inflating the dollar as long as they can get away with it, until the United States is like Zimbabwe, where we're walking around with paper notes worth $100 trillion. That was the biggest mistake the United States government ever made economically, was to allow private bankers to create their own money out of thin air. Give me control of a nation's money supply, and I care not who makes the laws. They knew what was coming. Now, over in Europe, of course, they're still struggling. The haircut in Cyprus does not appear to have changed the outcome over there. Greece is still struggling in the aftermath of that disaster, and now they're really getting desperate to look for sources of revenue. And Greece has started to remind Germany that Germany still owes Greece billions of dollars in World War II reparations, more than enough to solve the country's current debt problems. Of course, we know what's going to happen. Germany is going to say, wait a minute, that was another government. They're not around any longer. And all of that stuff happened before we were born. Why are we responsible? they could make the same argument regarding Israel as well. And it'll be interesting to see how they reconcile these two approaches. But I don't think Germany is going to come to the rescue of Greece because of what happened in the first half of the previous century. Over in gmannetwork.com, gmanetwork.com, they're reporting Cyprus is edging towards a euro exit. And they're talking about everything that's going on in Cyprus, the stringent capital controls. People are not even able to get that portion of their money that was not seized to prop up the banks. And because of those strict capital controls, a euro inside Cyprus is not worth the same as it is elsewhere in the European Union. So it's already beginning to fracture, that single currency model. And the Cyprus people are saying it's time to bring back the Cyprus pound, their own national currency. And we're hearing that all across the Eurozone. Now, I want to talk about some cover-ups and deceptions, because we're seeing all this fraud and hoax and illusions to keep you scared about the terrorists and, you know, the people who hate us for our freedom. Pay no attention to Wall Street fraud and corruption. Pay no attention to the government taking all your tax money and divvying it up amongst themselves and cutting your Social Security and cutting your Medicare and cutting education and cutting infrastructure. Pay no attention to all that. We have Islamic terrorists for you to look at. And over at Aleppo World News, Aleppo News, they had this article on the FBI's Islamic terrorism fraud, pointing out that 138 terrorism national security prosecutions wound up involving informants from the FBI, and that these FBI informants have crossed the line from merely observing potential criminal behavior to actively encouraging and setting up and assisting people to participate in plots that are largely scripted by the FBI itself. This is right out of COINTELPRO in the 1960s. And, of course, the most famous example of that was this riot at Disneyland that was ordered by the Nixon White House to completely discredit the peace movement by proving they weren't peaceful. And the way they set it up is they had all these Southern California college campuses, and all of the anti-war peace movements on those campuses were infiltrated by FBI informants. And they said, we're going to organize a multi-campus demonstration on Harbor Boulevard in front of Disneyland. And they got all the buses and they got them down there. And the organizers, meaning the FBI informants, said, they're not paying attention. We've got to go inside. And these FBI plants basically jumped the turnstiles, ran into Disneyland and started causing damage. Took over Tom Sawyer's island, and all kinds of very visible, easy to photograph by the media stunts, beating up on Mickey Mouse and Minnie Mouse and the rest of it. And the next day it was headline news across the country, the so-called peace movement were attacking these American icons, these cultural icons. And of course it was revealed during the COINTELPRO hearings in 1970, this was all staged by the FBI. And I have a little personal story about that. I got invited to go down to this demonstration at Disneyland by somebody who I had been friends with for a great many years, known him in junior high and high school and then eventually college. And at that point, I called him my best friend. And right after this whole Disney riot thing was over, he revealed to me that he was an informant for the FBI, that he'd been one of the ringleaders and organizers who were told to go in and cause damage right where the media cameras can see it. And that was the last day I ever talked to that. Well, I can't say it on the air or they'll pull the license here. We're going to grab a phone call. Bill in Colorado. Aloha, Bill. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael. Yeah, I wanted to talk about silver and how Arizona and Utah already are deciding to see if they can use it as legal tender. And your thoughts on that?
Well, my thoughts on that is that when two people get together for commerce, they can use as money anything they both mutually agree on. And it's very important when you look at this pretty printed piece of paper that comes out of the Federal Reserve. And it says right up here on the top, right underneath the word United, this note is legal tender for all debts, public and private. The word that is missing there is the word only. Uh-huh. It doesn't say it's the only legal tender for all debts, public and private. You can use any tender that you agree to. What it is saying is that taxes have to be paid in these paper notes. But if you're dealing with another private party, anything you want to swap, that can be it. Now, we understand that because of the lock on the economy held by the private central bankers, they are out to discourage alternative currencies. I think one of the most blatant abuses of that was the attack on the Liberty Dollar. These were coins in gold and silver, and they were being sold as investment, and the U.S. Treasury shut them down with a charge of counterfeiting on the claim that because the word dollar was on those coins, that represented an attempt to confuse people into thinking it was the U.S. currency. Now, that is complete nonsense. The coins did not look anything at all like U.S. coinage. They actually looked a lot better. It was a better quality manufacturing job because they could deep strike them because they were solid gold and silver. It's unlike our copper-clad coinage where they have to be shallow struck or that thin metal coating will crack. But dollar is not the exclusive province of the private central bank of the United States. The word has been used many times before. There was the continental dollar, the Spanish milled dollar, and it goes all the way back to the Thaler mines of Germany, which pioneered the idea of units of silver of uniform size and weight. And so it is not the exclusive property. I think the reason they went after the Liberty dollar was because they put Ron Paul's face on it. And I think that wounded George W. Bush's fragile little delicate ego. And so he sent the Treasury.
I have kind of a funny story about that.
Please do.
While that was going on, I was involved in the Ron Paul movement, and we had these meetups going on. Well, one of the guy that was really running these was big into the Liberty Dollars, and he was actually giving these away to people that came to the meetings. Well,
yeah.
Shortly after that, that dollar was worth almost $200 because by them cracking down on this, it actually increased the value of that Ron Paul Liberty dollar. It was quite generous of him. I don't know if he... But at the time, they were $5 a piece. And
yeah, that's it. They turned the Ron Paul dollar into a collector's item. And
yeah.
I know that the remaining inventory that was already out there for sale, because the Treasury confiscated all of the coins and raw metal when they shut the Liberty dollar down. But all those coins that were still out there available on eBay, the price went right through the roof.
Right.
And I think future history is going to look back at this time, and that Ron Paul dollar is going to be an icon of historic importance.
Yes. Well, what I'd like to get out there is, yes, it's great to collect silver and all this, but we really need to get it out there. And it's just important to try to use it as currency. And there are certainly ways you can do it. You just have to ask. I have a small business. I've accepted silver for the last 15 years. Very few people have brought it in, but the few that have, I'm very glad they did now, because
when the 2008 crash really took hold, I don't know if you remember this, there were supermarkets that were actually opening up gold windows inside the supermarket. So if you needed food and you had no Federal Reserve notes, you could come in with your old gold jewelry. They'd weigh it out and say, "Here's your credit." And you can go on off and use it in the supermarket. So that was definitely being done. Again, from one American citizen private party to another private party, you can do your business in whatever medium of exchange you think is suitable. Because all currency is a barter once removed. And that's really all that it does. And like I said, I think a really good interim currency following the collapse of the Federal Reserve and before we can have the new America issuing a state currency, will be what's called the junk silver, the pre-1965 right. quarters and dimes and nickels, where the money content in them is, or rather the metal content in them is the money. And you don't need to think of them in terms of what would they be worth in Federal Reserve notes. It'll be a silver nickel, or rather silver dime, silver quarter, a nickel, and people will just automatically fall into using those for exchange.
Yeah, very good.
Okay. We got to take a break for commercials. Thank you for the call, Bill. We'll be right back.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system and fire piston, or you just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today, toll-free, at 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Visit CampingSurvival.com now and receive 5% off any purchase with the code FREEDOM. CampingSurvival.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What really happened? Wouldn't you like to know? Tune in to Mike Lindero. Really have to pray, you know. Tired of the mainstream media's lies. Listening to Mike really opens your eyes. Tune in to Mike Lindero. Really have to pray, you know.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. I'm watching on the corporate media. Boy, the gun grabbers are out there. It's a full court press, and Michelle Obama's out there saying, I could have been shot dead at 15 with a blah, 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 blah. Which, not when I was in grade school. When I was in grade school, people took their guns to school. You left them in the cloakroom, but it was farming country. And it was a normal chore. On your way home from school, you would varmint the garden. You'd take a stroll through some of the lanes. You saw a critter in there chewing on your food crops. You'd take a shot at him. Didn't have to hit him, just on the ground underneath the tail, and they'd skedaddle. No mass school shootings where I grew up. We all had guns. We're already hearing from some of those students at that Texas college that if they'd been allowed to carry guns, that mass stabber wouldn't have been able to do what he did. We'll be talking about him a little bit later in the show. Meanwhile, we got another phone call. Ed in Connecticut. Aloha, Ed. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
How you doing, Mike? I got a financial question for you. I have a senior citizen relative here that has a lot of money from a venture that she made out well with, and it's in a CD. Mm-hmm. Now, I heard you talking about the FDIC this morning and how they had planned things ahead of time. And my concern is, how can you take that out, or should you take it out, and run it into a regular account and then siphon from there into buying gold or silver? And then once you get that abundance of silver or gold, where could it be stored that would be safe? And maybe this would help other people in the same situation.
Okay, now, I am not fully conversant on the mechanics of a CD. I understand that they have a fixed interval of time. You must leave the money in there. And I know they come in different varieties. She could be living on an annuity, in which case she could go to, guys always advertising on TV, if you have a fixed income or annuity, we'll give you your cash now and you sign the annuity over to us for a huge hefty piece of the action. It's not cheap to do that. But she needs to talk to whoever her own financial planner is about the best way. But yeah, getting at least a portion of the cash out and away from the banks, because there's no reason to assume that a certificate of deposit would be any less likely to be looted during an FDIC bank write down. As far as gold and silver, obviously with the laws already allowing the banks and the government to go through safety deposit boxes, you need to find another place to store the gold and silver, and obviously that means someplace under your own control, and just be wise and prudent enough not to tell anybody that's what you're doing. And you want to spread it out around your home. Remember, when somebody breaks into your home, the first place they're going to look for valuables is your bedroom. So you don't really want to have anything valuable in the bedroom. You know, have your guns. If they break in while you're there, shoot them. But you want to spread it around your home and have some hidden here and some hidden there. In fact, it's kind of interesting. One of the segments on that America's Worst Tenants last night involved a tenant who had passed away, and they were trying to inventory all the property, and they found this man's daughter and her husband in the house sawing the legs off of furniture and knocking holes in the walls looking for this guy's wealth. Because people go crazy when a relative dies, and they go in there and say, oh, it's all mine, I have a right to it, bypassing the whole will and probate situation. Again, a little bit here in the cookie jar, a little bit here in the mayonnaise jar buried by the pineapple plantation, a little bit, here and there. Spread it around. And again, don't tell anybody at all it is there, because it will always get out, and the druggies in your neighborhood are going to say, oh, we've heard that they have silver and gold over there in what's its place. So you're going to have to decide that for yourself. I don't want to give a general purpose solution of where to hide your silver and gold, because all of the people listening to this show of less than high moral standing, meaning the FBI informants, are going to say, hey, we can go in and this is the first place to search in the home. So, you can find very creative hiding places. Just don't forget where you hid it all. And I remember when I was married to my first wife, Broadzilla, and I had this ancient digital VT52 terminal in my home with a modem that I would connect with the computers at Robert Abel and Associates to check on my renders. And this terminal had a space in it for a built-in internal printer. The printer wasn't there, and that was where my wife used to hide her drug stash back when I was living that lifestyle once removed here. But again, you're going to have to, in terms of a CD, you're going to have to talk to the financial planner, and you do want to leave enough money in the bank to meet your obligations, but you really should have the rest under your own control, because the FDIC is now admitting it. If these too big to fail banks get into trouble, they will literally take control and write down your savings deposits to save the bank. They're trying to use different language so it doesn't sound like what they did in Cyprus, but it's exactly what they did in Cyprus. It is coming here. Bernanke lied when he said it's not going to happen here. They know it's coming. They're already planning for it. Okay?
Yeah, that sounds good. I think that the CDs basically could, if you do take your money out ahead of time, sometimes they just give you a penalty. So you have to weigh out.
Yeah. She's got to talk to her financial planner on that one. I'm really not an expert. I don't have a CD other than the music kind. I've never had one. I don't know about that stuff. Got to take a break. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and super male and femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA survival course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
There was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation. It was a rare and precious pearl, conceived in faith and liberty, home of the brave, land of the free. It was the envy of the world. But this shining city on a hill has turned from the Creator's will and let evil take control. Now the reckless men.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And over at MoneyNews.com, they're reporting that George Soros is predicting Germany will be in recession by the September elections. Now, remember, up until recently, France and Germany were pretty much bankrolling the struggle to keep the euro going. Huge amounts of money pouring out of France and Germany into places like Greece and Spain and Italy, trying to keep things going. France has now gone into recession. Their high taxation rates have driven some of their top earners to other countries, and France is now in trouble. If Soros is correct and Germany goes into recession, there will be no nation left in the eurozone able to keep funding bailouts, and the whole system is going to start coming apart, if it even lasts that long. And I'm starting to think it may not. So we're going to go to the phones. Lynn in Washington. Aloha, Lynn. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, good morning, Mike. I would like to respond to your last caller.
Yes?
I appreciate the fact that you said that you weren't an expert, but you do have an expert on RBN.
Yes, we do.
Paul Drockton is
yes.
the guy that this caller should be listening to. He's on right after John Stadtmuller. And the guy is an expert in all the information that you're looking for, and he'd be more than happy to answer your questions, either privately or on air, either way.
That's a very good recommendation. Thank you. I should have thought of Paul myself because I know he's an expert in these areas. And so if that previous caller is still listening to the show, you might want to listen through John Stadmiller's show and then call into Paul Drockton's, and he can answer you on that subject regarding the CD far better than I.
And he does it with integrity.
Well, thank you for that information. That's a good suggestion, and I should have remembered that myself. And thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to switch over to Vince in Indiana. Aloha, Vince. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Vince, are you there? Vince dropped. All right. Well, moving right along here. Over in Iran, you know all those sanctions, we will force Iran to do things the way we want. We will starve them to death. Well, it turns out Iran's first quarter oil exports are on an upswing. They're going up despite all these Western sanctions. People are buying Iran's oil. Some of them have waivers from the U.S. sanctions because they can't live without the Iranian oil, and others just don't care. But apparently, Iran's first quarter oil exports are up 12.5% from the previous quarter. So all this talk about sanctions and everything, it's just posturing. We know the real agenda. They're trying to come up with some way to start a war over there. And sure enough, John Kerry is out there saying the U.S. won't hesitate to attack Iran. Speaking in Jerusalem, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry insisted the Obama administration would not hesitate to launch a military strike on Iran if it decides diplomacy has failed in the dispute over Iran's civilian nuclear program. And note that Kerry acknowledged it's a civilian nuclear program. Now, Iran is allowed to have a civilian nuclear program under the terms of the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, which Iran has signed, the United States has signed. In fact, under Article 4 of the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, the United States is obligated to help Iran build a civilian nuclear program. So for all the talk about Iran being bad and everything, it is the United States that is in violation of the treaty and in violation of international law. First of all, by ignoring their obligations under Article 4, and second, by using the threat of military force to coerce Iran into surrendering the rights they have under the Non-Proliferation Treaty. But John Kerry is out there saying, U.S., we won't hesitate to attack Iran. Okay, John Kerry, here's your rifle. Here's your parachute. Watch your head climbing into that transport plane, and we'll call Ahmadinejad and tell him that you are on your way to kick his butt all by yourself. Because after that whopper, you told us all about Saddam's weapons of mass destruction, you will forgive us if we sit this one out and keep our children safe here at home. All right, another phone caller, Jim in Georgia. Aloha, Jim. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. This would be short. I'm trying to let people know what the bartering is on silver as far as weight on silver, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do this quick, okay? To make 1 ounce of silver, okay, would take like $2.50 and 4 dimes. That's silver now. That's 90%. Okay,
yes.
To make 1 ounce of silver from quarters would take 5 quarters. 1.5 dimes, all right, from war nickels, and they made them from 1942 to 1945, and then got a big P, D, and an S on the back of them. They made them with 35% silver, would take 18 nickels,
mm-hmm.
all right? To make silver, a 1 ounce of silver out of, four, it would take 14 silver dimes, 90% silver, okay? Out of quarters would take 5.5 quarters to make 1 ounce. Out of half dollars would take 2.75 half dollars to make an ounce. Silver eagles, the new ones, are 999.3. Out of the old silver dollars would take, and there were 90%, and then from 1800s to 1935, would take one silver dollar, 1 quarter, and 1 dime to make an ounce. So
okay, well, let me, I understand where you're going with this, but my point is that when the Federal Reserve collapses and the Federal Reserve note and the modern coinage becomes worthless, it's going to be easier for people to simply think in terms of the face value of those pre-1965 coins, and not have to worry about converting to ounces of silver or converting to anything, because the silver will be the money in those coins, and so any conversions are going to be absolute and unchanging. And I think people are just going to fall into the habit of simply saying, how much is this gallon of gasoline? Oh, it's 50 cents in pre-1965 quarters, or the loaf of bread is whatever. They won't need to go through a conversion to an ounce of silver because the face value of those coins is fixed to that silver. It doesn't change.
Okay, I understand what you're saying, okay. Michael.
So I don't think people are going to need to do that. The only time they're going to need to do that is if they have investment silver rounds or bars that they need to break into monetary units that are going to match these junk silver coins in circulation. And at that point, it becomes, you know, necessary to do that. But again, you can pick up the junk silver on eBay for basically just above the melt value. And in terms of being able to facilitate commerce during this transition from our current failed system to the new, hopefully considerably better system, I think those coins are just going to be traded at their face value. Okay?
Thank you, Michael. Bye.
All right. Thanks an awful lot here. Now, interesting little story. This is over at truthout.org. And the headline reads, When Warhawks Become Human Rights Officials. And they're talking about the appointment of Suzanne Nossel, who's a former State Department official, longtime government apparatchik. She's now the executive director of the Pan American Center, which is supposed to be a human rights organization. And the concern raised by this article is that we're seeing all these pro-war Warhawks, spokesmen for the government, being moved into these positions in charge of these human rights organizations with the apparent goal of turning the human rights organizations into just another propaganda outlet to say, we have to invade Iran because they're violating human rights and they're cruel to women and they treat minorities badly. And so these human rights organizations are becoming little more than covert apologists for the expansion of the empire. And by the way, we've been seeing that come up again. Oh, we have to invade this country. They're being cruel to their women. And you know something? I don't like cruelty to women. I don't like cruelty to anybody. But isn't that up to the local culture and their own country, how they're going to run their society? There's a lot of things we do here in the United States of America, like waterboarding prisoners, that other countries don't agree with. But nobody here recognizes the right of those foreign countries to come inside our borders and start killing us because we're not living our lives the way they think we should. A lot of other nations are absolutely appalled at the tolerance for gays in this country. And that doesn't give them a right to come in and start shooting us any more than it gives us a right to go into their countries and shoot them for how they treat their gays. It's up to the local population, their civil culture. And if there are problems within those countries, let them work it out themselves. Because this idea of projecting the American way of life onto the rest of the world doesn't work. None of these countries that have been invaded by the United States since the end of the Korean War, the last one, on the pretext of bringing them democracy, and it's never worked. They've never gotten a democracy, and they don't live their lives the way we do. They don't want to. They want to live their lives the way they want to. Anyway, Israel is screaming victim over recent hacker attacks by Anonymous against their system. They're now setting up a cyber war room to battle the hackers. And I'm beginning to smell a rat here that maybe these Anonymous hacker attacks on Israel, which were very well publicized, are being done to give Israel an excuse to launch preemptive cyber war against Iran, Gaza, whatever. By way of deception, thou shalt conquer. Israel is now screaming that there is a new intifada on U.S. college campuses. And they're starting to run around to U.S. colleges saying that you have got to ban any pro-Palestinian groups or any Palestinian rallies or anybody's talking about boycott and genocide and apartheid. You can't do that. It's a new intifada. If you talk about fairness and decency and mutual respect for all people and all races, the terrorists are going to win. So they're definitely hitting the panic button on that one. I remember a golden age in American education when colleges and universities were supposed to be the place to try out new ideas, to take a fresh look at the world and say, is this working? And if not, how do we change it? But under the goading of people like David Horowitz, American colleges are becoming the most rigid enforcers of the dogma. No more independent thinking at colleges and universities. What do you think higher education is for? It's to drive you into student loan debt and give you a degree that will get you a job as a cashier at McDonald's. Meanwhile, as Israel goes on screaming about Iran's nuclear threat and how dangerous they are, a little flashback story, and I actually found this in the Times of Israel. Back in 1975, Israel promised the United States government that they did not own nuclear weapons and they had no intention of building any such weapons. Of course, we know now that was just another lie. Israel is the world's sixth most powerful nuclear-armed state. They built their first generation of weapons from weapons-grade materials smuggled out of the United States of America. There was the NUMEX scandal and the large material unaccounted-for scandal down at the Savannah River plant, which was then 24 hours later, the news said, the material to build all those bombs isn't really missing. It's just lost somewhere in the piping. Nothing to see here, folks. Move along. Remember, John F. Kennedy was adamant that Israel not be allowed to acquire nuclear weapons. And, of course, when Vice President Johnson got his promotion, he reversed that policy. Yeah, we got to help Israel get nuclear weapons. They won't do anything bad with them. And Israel is pulling out all the propaganda stops right now. In fact, I'm almost smelling desperation out there. Pat Robertson on his 700 Club program is out there screaming that if the United States makes any concessions to Palestine, it will bring down the wrath of the imaginary playmate in the clouds. So he's out there screaming that God wants us all to support Israel and, Israel belongs to the descendants of Abraham, which was kind of a weird statement for Pat Robertson to make because the vast majority of Jews in Israel are Ashkenazi, who are not the descendants of Abraham. They're the descendants of Central Asian Khazars. But any good myth in a storm, and Pat Robertson is in high dudgeon. So I guess we know who owns the mortgage on his church. And he's out there saying, God will punish us if we don't blindly support Israel. They're pulling out all the stops on that situation. Now, as you know, this weekend, they're going to have their elections down in Venezuela to choose a replacement for Hugo Chavez. And Venezuela is considered in play. There's a lot of outside influence going on. The current interim president of Venezuela is saying that if he wins the election, he will raise wages and salaries in Venezuela. And the bankers are going, no, we can't allow that. We have to keep them working poor so we can get rich. And the Venezuelan government is already in possession of information. They have evidence that hired mercenaries working for the Venezuelan opposition, the pro-bank, pro-fascist party, have been brought into the country to cause chaos and civil unrest before the elections to try and make it look to the world that, oh, the old Hugo Chavez government is hated by the people and we've got to go in and save them from same thing they tried in Iran back in 2009 and fell flat on their face. But that's what's going to happen. They're going to screw up the elections with mass violence, all of it bought and paid for, manufactured, and then the U.S. will say, we must intervene to stabilize Venezuela. And that will be the end of Venezuelan oil being sold to China for the yuan or anywhere else for any currency other than the dollar. That's the goal. Venezuela's oil for sale only for the U.S. dollar. Because the dollarification agenda doesn't work unless they get every resource-rich area on Earth. And every time a new country stands up and says, we just discovered vast oil and gas reserves on our inside our borders, they go on the U.S. government's strategic high-interest targets list. Now, down in Australia, former Prime Minister Howard is out there still trying to keep the illusion in place regarding Iraq. And he's out there saying, yeah, we didn't find weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, and yeah, maybe it was wrong, but it wasn't a deliberate lie. They didn't lie to you. They really, truly believed that there were weapons of mass destruction. They just had some bad information. And he's trying to basically say that it wasn't a lie. You weren't lied into the war. They just made a mistake and killed a lot of people over a simple goof. Nothing dodgy about it. Really, it was just a simple mistake. Fair dinkum. So they're trying to prop up the older lies used to start a war because they're getting ready to tell the same lies to start new wars. And they understand that that huge embarrassment over the weapons of mass destruction in Iraq is on people's minds every time there's another claim about the danger from Iran, the danger from North Korea, the danger from Monaco, the danger from Indiana. We'll be back after these words from our sponsor.
Annoying collection calls.
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Working two jobs ends never seem to me. She often goes hungry so her babies can't eat. Fatherless son wears torn clothes to school. We're making fun of him's the only golden rule. She doesn't know she's a favorite daughter. If someone wants to help her,
aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And I just got an email from a listener that if you are going to go on eBay to shop for the junk silver, the pre-1965 silver coinage, you do need to shop around because they are starting to get scarce, and some of the people selling the junk silver are starting to charge higher and higher premiums, so you got to get the most bang for your buck on these deals. I've always had a very good experience with eBay, and but some people have not. And in a time of severe economic stress, fraud is going to happen. And the mechanisms to find and prevent and punish fraud simply do not exist anymore. They are the first to feel the sequester cuts. This is why Eric Holder is out there with the Department of Justice saying, oh, we can't arrest those bankers. Really, they can just do whatever they want. We can't touch them. That's just the new normal. The bankers are in charge of the country, which is certainly not what the Constitution says here. Now, getting back to the issue of 9/11, there's a very interesting development over in Great Britain. Over there, the BBC is a government-run network for radio and television. And they actually do produce some very good programming. I'm a huge fan of BBC America. But it is funded not so much by the advertisers. I know BBC America is. But people who are hooked up to the cable or on-air broadcast, they are expected to pay a television tax, a license fee, for which they will get the BBC programming. And a gentleman named Tony Rook refused to pay that license fee because of his concern that BBC News misrepresented facts about the 9/11 attacks. Now, we know and have documented the BBC reported the collapse of World Trade Center Building 7 more than 20 minutes before it actually happened. They were following a script. Somebody got off script and the building was still standing when the BBC reporter was right there with Building 7 standing behind her saying, Building 7 has collapsed. Building 7 has collapsed. Now, BBC's official response to that is, we don't know what happened. And we just threw away all those original raw videotapes so we can't go back and check. Now, that, of course, is complete and utter nonsense. When you are covering the event of the century that is launching a period of unending war across the globe, you don't throw away that raw video. It has huge value. And BBC said, well, we just threw it all away. So we don't know how it happened. It's just a mystery that's beyond explanation. So apparently BBC took this Tony Rook to court for refusing to pay his TV license fee, and the court agreed that Tony actually had a legitimate beef. Because apparently in Great Britain, the TV news is supposed to tell you the truth. We don't have that here in the United States. The Fox synthetic bovine growth hormone lawsuit proved that the corporate media can lie to you with impunity, can order their reporters to lie to you, and fire them if they refuse. Anyway, we'll be right back after station identification.